The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. This is 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
All right. Good afternoon. Good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am Coach Scott Lovely and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. We have a full plate today with more great guests for you this week. There's a lot of good stuff going on. There's a lot of energy surrounding the show. I hope you can feel it. I hope you understand that I'm trying to take things to a whole nother level. That's right. Today we get to talk with a brand new head coach here in the state of Arizona. We're going to talk to Brian Smith, the new head coach at Rancho Solano. We're also going to talk to new athletic director up at NAU, Dr. Lisa Campos. We're also going to talk to the new head coach for the men's basketball program up at NAU. That's right, Jack Murphy's going to be on with us today. So we got a whole lot of stuff going on, but before we do that, there's some breaking news out of the Scottsdale area. I have not been able to confirm this with any administration or the district administration, but rumors are flying that the Chaparral basketball job has opened up. That's right. Everything's going on. I saw it tweeted out earlier today. Also heard directly from some people connected to the program that they are looking for their fourth coach in 1 year. You heard me. That's right. Their fourth coach in 1 year. If you remember correctly, Coach Aaron Wendler resigned at the beginning of the season. Then Coach Commander King took over for the program. And instead of leaving him interim coach for the year, they decided to make a hire. They hired Coach Damon Lopez, who was formerly at Pepperdine University. He came over to Chaparral. And some things have taken place that have caused the school to open up the position again. And so they're looking for their fourth head coach in 365 days. That's kind of ridiculous, I think. But we'll see how that shakes out. And as I get more information, I'll tweet it out. I'll post it on Facebook. So make sure you follow me at Coach Lovely on Twitter, or you like the Facebook page for the Coach's Corner, and you'll see some breaking news as the Chaparral situation continues to develop. Now, on the positive side of things, we've had Coach Matt Harris on the show several times in the last couple weeks. We've been talking about Rancho Solano and all the good things that are going on over there. Well, Coach has some breaking news, so we're going to bring him on now. And actually, I keep calling him Coach, but he's, you know, I forget that he's now an athletic director. He's no longer the coach. So I want to welcome to the show my friend Matt Harris. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Really appreciate the opportunity to come back on, and this is a real special time for Rancho Solano Athletics and our entire community. We could not be any more excited about our new head basketball coach, Brian Smith, joining our team.
Now, Coach, I keep calling you Coach, but, you know, I know you've moved over to the dark side of the force there, and you're doing the administrative things, but I'm going to keep calling you Coach because that's how I view you.
You know, I still call some administrators and people that coached me many, many years ago Coach. That word is, I think, a kind of a special word, and if you can keep calling me it and some other people can call me it, I'll happily refer to that title as well, but I can tell you that the guy that we got replacing me is going to be really doing some exciting things very soon on our campus. So he's the coach that we want to hear from the most today.
All right, so I want to welcome to the show right now newly named head coach at Rancho Solano, Coach Brian Smith. Coach, welcome to the show.
Oh, Coach Lovely, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
I'm glad you were able to join us today. I know you've got a lot on your plate right now. And first off, I want to just say congratulations on the hiring.
Oh, thank you, Coach Lovely. This is truly an honor and a blessing to do have this opportunity to be able to be a head basketball coach at a varsity level.
Now, Coach, we don't know much about you here in the state of Arizona, so why don't you educate some of our listeners? I know right now you reside in Florida, correct?
Yes, I coach and live here in Windermere, Florida. I coach at Windermere Prep School. It's a Class 3A private school here in Windermere, Florida. Actually, our basketball team has been improving. I've been here for 3 years. This is my third year here at school, currently here at Windermere Prep School. Actually, I got down here from Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where the coach, that Matt Harris, that got me the job at Rancho Solano, he's from Minnesota. So we had a lot of things in common. And so my boss here, Danny Haney, Coach Danny Haney, he was my high school basketball coach in Lexington, Kentucky. And
okay.
So he got me the job down here at Windermere Prep School to be assistant varsity assistant basketball coach and also assistant athletic director here currently.
Okay.
But, yes.
No, go ahead. Now let's go ahead and talk a little bit about, you know, your background as a coach. You've been coaching for how long now?
This is basically my fifth year coaching high school basketball, but this is currently my third year here in Florida. Before I moved here in Florida, I was up in Minnesota coaching a JV basketball team at West Minneapolis in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
And you've been trained by some of the best coaches. Now let's go ahead and talk about your coaching background. I know that you you have what they call a thoroughbred background. So let's go ahead and tell everybody a little bit about your personal ties to a pretty popular coach.
Oh, yes. Well, my father is Tubby Smith. A lot of people who know basketball or follow basketball know the name Tubby Smith. It's an unusual name. So not a lot of people you know or a lot of people, of a person named Tubby Smith. So that's my father, and but I'm used to moving around, so this adjustment to moving to Arizona was not a big deal for me moving wise, but absolutely a big deal for me for my occupation, and this is a great deal. It is truly a blessing. I can't thank Matt Harris and Coach Dan Haney enough for this opportunity that they gave me.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your plans for the program. I know this was a big job. Coach Harris was in, and we kind of sat down with him and talked a little bit about, you know, the scope of the program, you know, being able to influence the program and the athletes from the third grade on in the Rancho Solano schools and be able to develop a program and keep the kids who are in the elementary school and middle schools within the Rancho Solano schools moving into the prep school program. Let's talk about some of the plans that you have that you're going to put in place when you get here. I know it's quick, but
yes. I did not realize this, Coach Lovely, that this Rancho Solano is the largest private school in Arizona, and they have over 1,500 students that are enrolled at there at the school, but. I think there are a little bit over 100 students in the high school, but it's going to be a great opportunity to have these facilities there at the Ventura campus in Scottsdale, that new student center / gymnasium that they will be building in the near future. And also they have where the students are going to be taking classes. Basically, the middle school and the high school are going to be on the same campus, and this is the first time in school history that we're going to be having those kids on the same campus, and that's great for starting a program, to build a signature basketball unique program. So I always thought that if you want a program, you have to start, you know, at the youngest age, and to make a stamp, make a blueprint of what you want to run offensively and defensively of your program. So basically, it's just great to have the opportunity to coach kids at the middle school level and high school level to have them on the same campus.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about style of play. There's a lot of people who are wondering, what's Rancho Solano going to look like now that they've got a new figurehead taking over the program?
Well, I've always liked having a fast-paced basketball game. We're going to be, pressing team, we're going to try to create baskets off of turnovers, and also be able to be a half-court team, to be able to make stops. But absolutely, I want to be a pressing team to speed the game up, especially, the level that we're at. It's a great level right now. So I think to build a program, I have to implement my system. And the system that I've always run since high school, thanks to Danny Haney, and that he was my boss here, he's always taught us, the press and to create, bats off of turnovers. So that's really what I'm going to base my system off of is defense, then move to offense. I've always, championship games, teams always are strong on the defensive end.
Okay, so now is your former position play into the style of play you play? I mean, as a point guard, man, I know that you like to push the ball and get the assists and get the layups and stuff. So is that what's influencing your style of play?
Oh yes, absolutely. I've always saw the game as a coach and also as a player, especially playing point guard position. You're a quarterback on the court, and I think that. Being able to play that position growing up and, at the highest level in college, it got me the opportunity to see the game differently than other positions on the court. And, I've always wanted to push the ball. I hardly ever wanted to, slow the game up. I've always wanted to keep the tempo, at a high pace. And so that's what, I'm going to implement there in Rancho.
Okay, so now just to make sure I got this right, Rancho Solano went out and found the son of a legendary coach, former point guard, and a former point guard who played D1 basketball at, where'd you go to school?
I went to Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
Yeah.
So I think Rancho Solano is in some good hands.
Yeah, I'm thanking Rancho Solano for this opportunity, though. This is truly... a dream come true. I've always wanted to, have my, own program, and I've always thought that I can do it at the high level. And I know that Rancho Solano, we're going to be successful. And just all thanks is out to Coach Matt Harris, though. I mean, he's the one that really, brought me out there and gave me this opportunity to coach some great student-athletes that Rancho Solano has.
So let me ask you a question. Give me a couple goals that you have put in place right now for the program.
Okay. The goals, it's going to be tough to follow up Coach Harris now. Let's talk about him for a little bit. He had a successful year last year, a game or two away from making the state's playoffs. It was the first year of varsity sports, varsity basketball there, and next year is going to be second year, and it's going to be hard to follow his footsteps, but the main goal is to have a winning season and to try to achieve that goal and to making a step into the state playoffs.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. I want to thank you for joining us, and you know what? I wish you all the luck, and here's the deal. When you get into town, look me up. Coach Harris will give you your number. Let's get together. Anything I can do to help you out, I'm open to you, my man.
Okay. Hey, well, thanks for having me on this show, Coach Lovely. I appreciate it. Thanks for everything.
And congratulations again.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Is Coach Harris still there?
Yep.
Hey, Coach, nice job. Sounds like you got a great solid hire there. I know Rancho Solano's in good hands. Listen to this young man's resume and background. It's going to be exciting to see what takes place on your new Ventura campus.
Yeah, we're really, really excited about this. He'll immediately build some great rapport with our high school players and really get down and build a great connection with that middle school and lower school programs that we have.
Well, outstanding, buddy. You and I will talk real soon.
Look forward to it. Thanks again, Scott.
All right, take care. This is the Coach's Corner. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and move right over to our fitness segment, our Fierce Fitness, with the phenomenal fitness coach, Justina Kurth. And when we come back after that, we'll go to a break. Justina?
Hi.
Hello there.
How is everyone today?
Doing really well.
Good. Well, I just wanted to jump right in, following up from my last show here on the Coach's Corner. Fierce Fitness talked about the resting principle last week, so we kind of went over the importance of incorporating rest into your workout program, the psychological and physiological effects of rest in your program. So we're going to follow that up today with some principles of cross-training. So a lot of us, especially the listeners here on this show, athletes in some specific sport that do a lot of intense training during the season, during the week as part of their maintenance and upkeep program, and sometimes they get so focused on their sport-specific training program that they forget to branch out a little bit. And, you know, science has proven that cross-training is very important to any workout regimen, especially those of us in a specific sport. Cross-training has been shown to help us actually improve our output, improve our results, help us maximize our potential in several different ways. So along with your rest, incorporating some cross training. So basically what that means is, for example, if you're a basketball player, so I know we have lots of those listening, a basketball camp, basketball practice, basketball all the time. It's really important for you when you're not doing basketball to make some time for some other types of working out. So filling in the gaps that basketball training or any kind of sport leaves with something else. So if you're focused so intensely on only one sport and getting, the same repetition, lots of repetition, the same drills, the same exercises again and again, oftentimes you can develop, a higher risk for injury in any of those certain areas from the extensive repetition. Also giving yourself, some mental burnout as well. So it's trying to freshen up your program and fill in the gaps, some of the shortcomings, with a different type of exercise. So, for example, if you're a great basketball player and you could play, three games in a row back-to-back, no problem, but you couldn't, ski. you realize sometimes that there's big gaps in what you think is a great fitness program. You're young, you're strong, you have a great fitness program going on, but there's definite shortcomings when you try to branch out into another sport. So if you're finding yourself working in certain areas, it's important for you to incorporate some cross-training in there. So like we were saying, anything that's different than what you're already doing qualifies as cross-training. So if you're a biker, add in some swimming. If you're a basketball person, add in some yoga. If you're a yoga person, add in. There's always a different way to, branch out and overcome what's been lacking in any specific sport training program by supplementing it with another training program. So I'm pretty sure that, Coach, you do some cross-training with your athletes.
Yeah, one of the things that I do is I encourage our athletes to play more than just one sport.
Yeah, and that's a really good way to do it, especially for those of us who are still involved in some kind of league or sport, whether it's in school or, club sport, in the off season, participating in another sport. And so challenging yourself physically in a different area is going to help overcome, what's been lacking in your first sport. Also, it's giving you a break. And like we talked about, the really important part is preventing, those injuries from just overuse. So that's a great way to do it. But, still being able to focus on your field of expertise, but adding in the additional boost that you would get from other sports and other training, you're going to see enhanced levels of performance. So, greater speed, greater strength, greater balance, greater flexibility, less risk of injury. So we're going to wrap up our cross-training segment for today and invite any of you that have questions or comments for us here at Fierce Fitness to write in or call or send us a message, Facebook, Twitter, JustinaKurth.com, or you can always find us through the Coach's Corner.
All right. And, you know, we've been talking quite a bit here lately about having a fitness seminar for coaches and or athletes or parents who want to learn how to get some of the benefits of what Justina talks about on the show. So if you're interested in being a part of that fitness seminar, make sure you send us an email. Send it to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Again, send that email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. And what we'll do is we'll add you to the list so that when we get all the details about the fitness seminar, we'll send out the invitation for you to join us at Justina Kurtz Fierce Fitness Seminar, and we'll just kind of get everything going. So just get us your information and we'll put you on the list. Thank you, Justina.
Thank you.
All right. Now what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to introduce you to the new athletic director and vice president of athletics up at NAU. That's right. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Tune in to a show about making a comeback and what really goes on behind the scenes with your favorite athletes and beyond. Listen for The Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. A lot of people believe what they read on the internet, hear and see in the media, and on the news. We're going to give our guests a chance to tell the real story without the extra hype. It's not just sports, although that will be a focal point of the program. We'll also look at the world of celebrities, music, modeling, and more. Listen every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional. Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
When it comes to youth and high school football, listen each week to Coach Al Gross at First and Ten Football. Coach covers vital topics relating to the latest trend on a national level. Join Coach as he interviews personalities from the NFL, NCAA, and the top high school coaches from around the country. Catch all the interviews and get in-depth information online at www.firstandtenfootball.com. Your national resource for youth and high school football. First and Ten Football airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll-free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Scott Lovely, and man, I tell you what, there's been a great deal of activity up in the Flagstaff area. Everybody knows that the men's basketball job opened up, and then shortly after that, the athletic director's position opened up. So NAU was kind of looking for both, and an athletic director and a head men's basketball coach at the same time. Well, they first hired their athletic director, and they brought in someone from UTEP. Nonetheless, they brought in Dr. Lisa Campos to be the vice president of intercollegiate athletics, and she's the athletic director there and taking care of the whole program. And so what we're going to do is we're going to introduce to you Dr. Lisa Campos from NAU.
Well, thanks for having me on, Coach.
Well, I'm glad we're able to get you. And here's a question I have for you. First off, congratulations on getting
Thank
the
you.
Job. That's a major accomplishment, especially since you have been named one of the 26 youngest females in the country to lead a Division I program.
I've read something like that.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, I know you're going to make your move officially in May, first week of May. So I know right now you're down at UTEP. So let's talk a little bit about the transition from Texas to Flagstaff. It's going to be a little bit different.
Sure. And you know, when this is all announced, I guess we're going on maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. It's been a whirlwind. You know, this is just, it's been a really exciting time, and I'm just really looking forward to being out there. And of course, have been unofficially working, and like you had mentioned at the start of the show, is, you know, hiring a men's basketball coach and that sort of thing. So I've been out there, 3 times in the last, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks. It snowed last Saturday that I was out there. Was not prepared for that, but I'm really excited. And I'm from Colorado, so I'll adjust to the weather there.
Oh, because that was the next question I was going to ask you. So how are you going to adjust to that cold weather?
Well, I probably have acclimated to the, I think it's probably about 90 degrees in El Paso right now, and I'll probably go hit the pool here in a little bit. But no, I'm from Colorado, like I said, so I'll, My body will acclimate back to the altitude and the four seasons.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your vision for all the athletic programs at NAU. I mean, this is a big undertaking because, you know, a lot of people in the state have kind of said that NAU has kind of been the forgotten university. I mean, if you think about, if you look at the landscape of things, it's U of A, ASU, Grand Canyon. Oh, yeah, don't forget NAU. So let's talk about, how do you plan on taking that and changing that thought process?
Sure. You know, one of the reasons when I looked at this position was really from, in, maybe not in the state of Arizona, but nationwide, people really think that NAU is a pretty special place. That was really evident whenever the men's basketball coach opened up, that position opened up, that I had tremendous interest from people all over this nation telling me what a great opportunity NAU is and you know, what a great opportunity it would be to be the head coach there. As I'm seeing with the women's opening now, and I'm sure we'll talk about that in a little bit, but so hiring two head coaches here in the last couple weeks, it has really, you know, I've just let people know how much of an interest there is in NAU nationwide. The other thing, when, as I did my research of NAU and of President Hager, it's very evident that he is making a commitment to NAU athletics, and that's one of the reasons that the job was very attractive, that he's going to make an investment, and we're going to have, you know, he expects returns on that investment, and that's what we intend to do.
Well, I'm glad you said that he's planning on making an investment, because that opens up the question of facilities. One of the biggest issues that a lot of people talk about when they talk about NAU is facilities. Being a Division I program, being able to keep up in the recruiting, especially in the state, and I'll talk to Coach Murphy about this, but especially in the state, being able to pull those athletes with Grand Canyon University opening a brand new, beautiful basketball arena, you know, ASU playing in the Wells Fargo Arena, U of A obviously having a tradition and facilities that they have there. Are there plans in the future of upgrading the NAU facilities for all sports?
Yeah, absolutely. Starting, you know, of course, I'm new to NAU, but if, you know, they made a big investment, over $20 million in renovations to the Sky Dome, and I'm not sure if you've had a chance to experience that. I didn't see it before it was renovated, but a lot of great amenities to that, you know, a lot of upgrades to the weight room, to the training, sports medicine area. And of course, a lot of, with the HLC, which is, the Health and Learning Center, great upgrades there for coaches' offices, locker rooms, beautiful track, beautiful, facility for soccer. So there's definitely already been some upgrades made to the athletic department. And now probably one of the final pieces is for men's and women's basketball and volleyball, and having, you know, we're looking at a multi-purpose center where we can have, you know, a more traditional arena for men's, women's basketball and potentially volleyball.
Wow, that's outstanding. Now, okay, so let's talk a little bit about how your, what are your plans on how you guys are going to facilitate that? Alumni, are the alumni going to become a little bit more interacted there? You know, are you going to rely on them a little bit more? What's the marketing plan behind this move?
Yeah, for the renovations, you know, it's going to be a long-term commitment, obviously. But, you know, one of the things that I found as I was going through my interview is that the former student athletes and alumni at NAU are very vested in the institution. they come back to games, they give, former student athletes are actually giving at a higher rate than student athletes nationwide to their institution. So, you know, they obviously are having a great experience to turn around and give back to NAU athletics. So that's such a positive thing that we can build on. I think people within the community, there's been a lot of excitement right now, with Jack's hiring and just kind of, you know, moving this athletic department forward. So I anticipate that folks who really want to see this arena, see that be a reality, that they will step up, and you know, there's going to be a financial obligation to get this done. And I just really feel, in my limited time being on the campus, talking with alumni, talking with donors and boosters of the institution, that they're ready to make that commitment.
Now, are you guys planning on putting together a drive to push for an in-state rivalry? I know that NAU right now has, like this last season, NAU beat ASU in basketball. Football plays ASU in football. You know, is there a push for NAU to develop that type of in-state rivalry so it becomes a little bit more prominent in the state? Because here's the thing I do know. Athletes that go up there, that play on the athletic teams, absolutely love the university. I have a kid playing right now on the football team, Drew Emanuel, who's a tight end for the football team, played for me when I was coaching here at Highland. He absolutely loves it up there and loves the football program and loves everything about the atmosphere up there, and so does his family. So now my question is there going to be that push to create that in-state rivalry to generate more interest in NAU?
Yeah, I think, like you said, it's so great to hear, you know, even one of your former student athletes that it's having such a great experience at NAU. And, you know, again, looking at the former student athletes who have been there and who are given back to the institution and to the athletic department, I think it says a lot for the staff and the coaches who have been there that they're making it a really good experience for these student athletes. And the bottom line, that's what we need to do. Because it is about the student athletes, and it seems like NAU Athletics has done a great job with that. With the rivalries, you know, if you look throughout the history, across the sports, there has been the opportunity to play ASU, to play U of A, and so some of those things have already happened, you know, before my time, and you know, we'll look to continue to make sure that we play those games. So I think that creating interest in NAU athletics, it's going to go beyond just creating those rivalries with U of A and ASU. It's, you know, really branding NAU, getting, you know, there's a great opportunity in terms of with the conference expanding and getting into some different markets. So I think there, you know, there'll be a beyond the rivalries, just other opportunities to get NAU's name out there.
Yeah, let's talk about the Big Sky Conference, because really the Big Sky Conference has been dominated by what two teams over the last several years? It's been Montana, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Montana or Montana State? I can't remember which one it was. But
yeah, Montana seems to be the you know, what people strive to attain.
And Weber State as well.
Mm-hmm.
So now, how do you? What's the most significant thing you can do to get NAU athletics to actually elevate themselves to the same level as those two institutions within your conference?
Sure. I think, you know, we always talk about recruiting, we talk about facilities, we talk about coaches, and that's the thing, that's the key that you just hit on, is that we need to be competitive within our own conference. You know, that's great that we'll have, you know, some of those built-in rivalries with some of the in-state schools, but really we need to make sure that our facilities are on par with our conference rivals or with our conference peers. We need to make sure, you know, in terms of coaches, and so that's really where it needs to start. And again, I think with the renovations that have gone on with the Sky Dome, and I have not had a chance to be on the other campuses of the Big Sky to really compare that. I'm going to have an opportunity throughout the year to, you know, check out what our competition is and where we need to really improve. But it, from the sounds of it, it sounds like just with our strength room, with our training room, that those are areas that have already started to improve comparative, you know, and they're getting better. And they're as of quality as at the other Big Sky institutions.
Let's talk about the branding of NAU. I know you mentioned that earlier. You know, are there specific plans that you have in your mind that, you're going to do to kind of rebrand the NAU Lumberjack image?
Yeah, I think it just starts, not specifically in terms of changing logos or any of those sorts of things, but it just really starts with in our own backyard, getting the Flagstaff community, the Phoenix community, those communities back on board with NAU Athletics and making that, particularly in Flagstaff, that's their hometown team, supporting NAU Athletics, supporting the student-athletes. And again, I think there's some loyal fans out there. There's folks who go to every sporting event, and we just need to make sure that they're bringing about 10 more friends with them, because that's where it's going to start, is branding and marketing in our backyard.
Now, from what I understand, that UTEP community down there is crazy about the UTEP program.
Yeah, you know what? It's the only Division I institution in the city of El Paso. You know, and this is what I hope, you know, to create at NAU, is that if when they want to see quality football, quality basketball, quality soccer, that this is the place that they're coming, and they really support UTEP athletics. I mean, this whole community, you go to any restaurant, you go to any, you know, facility, and UTEP is everywhere, and they really support this institution.
So is there anything you want to tell us specifically about the NAU experience? Anything you want to, I mean, you've got the ear of, you know, all my listeners now. So, sell them on NAU and the future of NAU and some of maybe your goals for the program.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think when you look at the different sports, I mean, there's quality product that our coaches are putting out there. You know, that those student athletes are working as hard as any other student athlete, you know, in the nation. And again, we just want to start in our backyard, that we need support from the community. We need to increase season ticket sales in all of our sports, but particularly in men's basketball, women's basketball, football, that we need, you know, again, just that support, you know, and even from the students at NAU. You know, there's 7,000 students who live on campus, and we hope to get more of them out to support the student-athletes. And, you know, athletics is just a great way for alumni, for boosters, for everyone just to feel a part of the team. And you know, it's always through athletics, so we hope that again, you know, we get that support. There's a lot of excitement, obviously, with the hiring of a new basketball coach. I think there's excitement with football. You know, they were very competitive last year in, you know, just kind of letting games get away from them in the fourth quarter, but they were competitive. They put a competitive product out there. So I think that there's a lot of excitement right now. There's a lot of buzz in the Flagstaff community, and we just hope to keep building on that excitement.
Do you see a lot of corporate connections that are going to be taking place to help build the program up over the next several years?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I actually just had a meeting with our marketing staff and our external staff at NAU, and those are things that we're talking about now. You know, we hope to get season ticket pricing out. I know we're a little bit late on that right now, but we want to make sure to get it out right and to do what's right for the Flagstaff community. You know, again, partnering with corporations within the Flagstaff community, and again, just making sure that they're on board with NAU Athletics.
Okay. Hopefully when I come up, I can get a tour of the new facility, because I have not seen the renovations of the Sky Dome.
Yeah, it's really nice. Again, I didn't see what it looked like before, but, you know, there's some skybox now, some suites for companies to purchase. There's, you know, just different amenities. Again, and then for the student athletes, the new weight room, the new training area. So I think, you know, upgraded locker rooms for football. So for sure, when you're out there, I will take you on a tour, or have someone who maybe know the facility better than me take us on a tour again.
All right, great. Sounds like a deal. Well, is there anything else you want to share with the listeners about NAU, yourself?
Nope. I think that Jack Murphy, who you have on next, you know, he's been on campus a little bit longer than I have now. You know, he's been able to be actually on campus, and he'll give you some insight. But I think, again, people are very excited about him. He's such a high integrity, quality individual, and, you know, there's going to be bumps along the way, and we'll see, you know, this first year only having so many students that he was able to recruit, but he's very positive, and I think that we're going to see a turnaround in that basketball program.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. And I look forward to meeting you.
I wish you all the best, and we will see each other very soon.
I appreciate it.
All right, Dr. Campos, have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
All right. Sure. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely. What we're going to do is take a quick break, and when we come back, NAU's new head basketball coach, Jack Murphy, will join us.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience, so he's prepared to talk sports with you. Every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time. Get ready for unpredictable fun and sometimes a sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is. Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, and you know, I tell you what, right now I am, you know, I'm excited about, after listening to Dr. Lisa Campos talk about the NAU program and, you know, how those types of things are starting to develop up there. And one of the first moves that they made in, trying to change the culture up in Northern Arizona is they went back to someone who's from the Arizona area, brought him back in after having a successful career elsewhere, saying, come back, we want you to lead the Lumberjacks. And so right now I want to welcome to the show the new men's head basketball coach at NAU, Coach Jack Murphy. Welcome to the show.
Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. It's my pleasure. I'm humbled that you'd even want me on the show.
Well, congratulations on the hire.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. It's been a wild ride this last week and a half, but exciting.
And now, are you up in Flagstaff, or are you still out on the recruiting trail?
No, I'm in Flagstaff. Right now, in terms of recruiting, we're only allowed to go out during the weekends, Friday through Sunday. So I was in Las Vegas this past weekend recruiting. I'll go back out this weekend, and then recruiting ends until July. So right now, we're up in Flagstaff. Get my staff together, get some recruits coming on campus, so moving the ball along.
Okay, excellent. So now, Coach, here, I mean, you've made some noise right away as soon as you took the job, and before we get into that, I kind of want to make sure everybody knows who you are and where you're from. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching background. Let's start there.
Well, obviously I spent 8 years at the University of Arizona. The first half of that I was a student manager. I was a guy wiping up the sweat, handing out the water, in the gym late at night with the players, doing whatever it took. And the last half, Coach Olson was gracious enough to let me stay on, and I continued to work and work my way up. And when I left there in 2006, I was the director of basketball operations. So I spent 8 years in Tucson. Then spent 3 years with the Denver Nuggets of the NBA, and Coach Carl was went in as a video coordinator, then worked my way up to advanced scout there, and behind the bench for the playoff games, and just working out a lot of the guys in the summertime. And then from there, I was an assistant coach the last 3 years at Memphis, University of Memphis, for Josh Pastner.
Another U of A guy.
Yeah, another U of A guy, and we went to the tournament two out of the last 3 years, and really got that program, kept it on a high level where, Coach Calipari had set the bar so high, it was our job to keep it at that high level. And with Josh's guidance, I feel like we did a good job of that.
And he's done a great job over there, by the way. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, no, Josh is an amazing individual, amazing person. I actually had to hang up the phone with Josh to call you. He was calling me, updating me with stuff back there. So he's a wild man, but he's a go-getter.
So now, Coach, you're a young coach. I mean, you're in your 30s, early 30s, correct?
Yeah, yes, I am. Yep.
So you're going to bring a lot of energy to the NAU program, and I know that you've been responsible for locking up some of the youngest and best recruits for Memphis over the last couple of years.
Well, we had a great staff there. Obviously, I was with some other great coaches, and with Josh, he's one of the best recruiters in the country. But we made it our point to recruit Memphis and Atlanta, and we were able to secure some of the top talent in those two areas. Obviously, getting in the Memphis area alone, a couple of McDonald's All-Americans and Joe Jackson and Adonis Thomas, and then going into Atlanta and securing Shaquille Goodwin this year, another McDonald's All-American. So, recruiting at that high level, it's very interesting, very competitive, and you need to be tenacious. And I learned a lot from Josh, Coach Pastner, in doing that. And I feel like I found my own niche there at Memphis, and I hope to continue that here in Flagstaff.
And from what I understand, your focus over there was defense, correct? You were the defensive guy who kind of focused on driving the defense the last year?
Yeah, this last year I was in charge of the defense. When we gave up 91 points to Georgetown, that was on me. And when we gave up 54 points on the road to Miami, that was on me. So it was the best of times and the worst of times at different points, but we ended up top 10 in the country defensively. The guys really did a great job buying in and learning the system that we implemented, and Josh gave me a great opportunity to kind of take control of that half of the court. So I really owe Josh a great deal in that regard. It helped me along as a coach, and this past year was fun handling the defense there at Memphis.
Okay, so you bring a lot of background to the job. U of A, Memphis, Denver Nuggets. Let's talk about how those stops have shaped you as a coach that has prepared you to be the head coach at NAU.
Well, I was able to learn from three very diverse individuals. You're talking about Lute Olson's one of the most dignified and gracious men to ever grace the sideline. I mean, he's a gentleman in a sport that doesn't really cater to gentlemen. He's an unbelievable human being. He really taught me how to respect the game, and I couldn't thank him enough for that. And then you go on to George Karl, who's one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, very energetic, very passionate about the game of basketball. His entire life is dedicated to the game, and I learned a great deal from him in terms of managing a team, managing egos, getting guys to play hard. When you might be on the fourth game of a five game road trip, in a second back to back, I mean it's difficult to do, and not many people understand that unless they've gone through it. And Coach Carl is as good as anybody in the history of the game at getting those types of players to play hard. And then you have Josh Pastner, who gave me the blueprint for what I'm doing right now. He's a young head coach, took over a program that was had high expectations, but it very easily could have fallen on tough times, and he didn't want to sit back and let that happen on his watch. His energy was infectious, his positivity, and his passion for the game of basketball. I mean, people really gravitate towards Josh because of his passion, and that's what I'm bringing to NAU. I like to think I picked out a few things from each of those great men and the other great coaches I've met along the way. I've been very fortunate with my experience.
Okay, Coach, let's talk about recruiting, because obviously recruiting at Memphis is a little bit different when you're sitting in the room and you can drop on the table your card that says Memphis Tigers, and you know, now you're looking at NAU. Let's talk about recruiting and how you plan to go about recruiting here. I know with your style and the way you guys have done things at Memphis, you're an aggressive recruiter. You go after the best talent you can, and that's great, because that's going to give NAU an advantage in the recruiting world, because you've been highly competing right now up to this point with your recruiting. How do you plan on handling it at NAU?
Well, I think, number one, the city of Flagstaff and the NAU community really sells itself. If I feel if myself and my staff are able to get student-athletes up here on campus, it's going to be hard for them to say no to us. I mean, it's just a beautiful setting, beautiful area, great weather year-round, kind of gives you everything that you need to, in terms of the winter months, the spring, summer, and fall. So I think that's great, number one. Number two is you're kind of selling yourself a little bit. As a head coach, you're recruiting for yourself. As an assistant coach, it's your job to really sell the head coach, and now it's my job to sell myself and sell my staff. And one thing that I can sell is that I've been around a lot of great players. I've been around a lot of great players that started off as good players and developed into being great. And I feel in some terms, without being too over the top and staying humble, I had a hand in some of that. Now, I'm never going to say I'm the reason people made the NBA, but you have a hand in it, and you're working with them and for them. And if you can project that to future student-athletes, I think that's something they can buy into, because everyone likes it when they're working alongside someone that's sweating along with them.
Now, Coach, you have some pretty prominent NAU alum, former players who are now coaches in the Valley down here. You know, people like Commander King and a couple other coaches that have ties to that community, but also have that influence and work with and deal with a lot of the athletes down the Valley. Are you planning on reaching out to those coaches and building communications and ties with those guys to help with the recruiting locally?
Absolutely. There's no question about it. One of my goals, when you're dreaming about being a head coach, you say, the first day I'll call every high school coach in the entire state, or I'll call every junior college coach in the entire state. But it just doesn't work out that way. You need to have time to wrap your mind around things. You're responding to the hundreds of emails that are flooding your mailbox. You're responding to the phone calls for either jobs or scheduling or whatnot. But I've made it my point that by the month of May, I've contacted every high school coach in the state of Arizona, every junior college coach in the state of Arizona, and that they understand that the red carpet's rolled out here in Flagstaff and they're always welcome. You know, we're going to have open practices for those coaches. It's basketball is a game where I don't know everything there is to know. The next guy doesn't know everything there is to know, but if we share the information we have, we make each other a better coach. And I really think that we can do that and provide a service not only to the local coaches here up here in Northern Arizona, but to all of them statewide. I think that we can learn a lot from each other.
You know what, Coach? I would love to sit down with you, and actually I would love to put together a coaches social and have all the local coaches down here get a chance to meet with you when you come down this way. Let's make that happen.
That would be fantastic. That would be fantastic, Coach. As long as when the bill comes, everybody doesn't run to the bathroom.
You know what? I may even work with one of the local restaurants to sponsor it for us.
Yeah, you got that covered. You're a man with vision. I like that.
You know what? Let's get it done, buddy.
Yes, sir.
You know, Coach, is there anything you want to tell the athletes that are listening to the show right now about the future of NAU basketball and what they can expect and sell them on the program right now?
Well, the bottom line is when you become an NAU Lumberjack, you're going to come to a place where the coach has faith and belief in you. I mean, it's so important to play for a head coach that lets you play. Because if you're going to be put on that court, if you're going to be one of those five individuals that's fortunate enough to be on that basketball court representing NAU at any particular time, you're on the court because you can play and produce. The game of basketball hasn't changed. They started playing it when they were 9 or 10 years old. It's the same game. The hoops are the same size. The balls are the same size. They just need to get out there, have confidence in themselves, confidence in their teammates, because ultimately the head coach has confidence in them. If I didn't, I wouldn't have recruited them. I wouldn't have played them. So they just have to get out there and produce. We're going to have a lot of fun up here in Flagstaff. We're going to score a lot of points. We're going to get out there and run, and we're going to put a lot of fans in the stands.
You know what, Coach? I'm excited. I'm excited about what you...
You're and you can shoot. Come on up.
There it is, right there. So here's what we're going to do. I got to close up the show, Coach, but I want you to stay on the line because we need to exchange numbers, and we'll connect offline. But hold on. I'm going to have... I'll be with you as soon as the show's over.
Not a problem.
All right.
Not a problem.
I want to thank I want to thank all my guests today. I want to thank Matt Harris from Rancho Solano. I want to thank Brian Smith, the new head basketball coach at Rancho Solano. I want to thank Dr. Lisa Campos, the athletic director from NAU. I also want to thank Coach Jack Murphy, the new men's basketball coach at NAU. You know, from the sounds of it, the Lumberjacks have a lot going on up in the Flagstaff area. I don't think it's going to be for a long time. I don't think it's going to be very long before they're no longer the school that's in the shadow of the other three institutions in the state. So it's going to be interesting to see how that all changes and how quickly it changes. It doesn't sound like it's going to take very long. Don't forget that if you're interested in joining us in the fitness symposium that Justina Kurth and I are going to put on, make sure you send me an email at hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Again, that's hssportstalk@yahoo.com. The chaparral job, there's rumors that it's open. I'm going to continue to dig and find out what the deal is. I'm going to see if we can get a comment from administration. Follow me on Twitter for breaking information on that. You can go to Coach's Corner on Facebook, Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on Facebook, and you can also get information there as well. Thank you so much for listening this week. Next week, we got some other good stuff on tap, so you want to make sure that you stay tuned to the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach, Scott Lovely. Remember, leave it better than you found it. We're out of here. Peace.
Game's over for another week, but come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.